Public comment at the Menominee City Council meeting this week included remarks from Puff owner Nick Hanawa, who raised concerns about transparency, licensing discussions, and potential ballot initiative related to cannabis operations in the city. Hanawa told the council members that the public has not been fully informed about past discussions involving licensing and investment risk connected to ongoing proposals.
I want to focus my conversation on transparency. What the public is still not being told.
He referenced documents obtained through Freedom of Information requests, alleging that discussions about a ballot initiative were already underway while permits and planning conversations were continuing.
February 2025, we found out from FOIA documents that discussions were already happening about a ballot initiative that would cap licenses. At that same time, Puff was handed a permit and told to proceed. We were never warned.
Hanawa also questioned the role of advocacy groups and the city's handling of records requests and legal costs tied to ongoing litigation.
Now that same group, Defending Menominee, refuses to answer a single question or turn over a single document. They are simply concerned citizens. What is there to hide?
Near the end of his remarks, Hanawa stated that the ballot initiative may be pursued, saying the issue could ultimately be placed before voters.
We will be taking the question directly to the voters. Puff will be pursuing its own ballot initiative to increase the number of licenses and reduce them denied through attrition.
Council members did not directly respond to the public comment during the meeting, and the session continued with other agenda items. For Radio Results Network, I'm Melissa Ebsch.